When I was a child, my teeth used to point. In several different directions, and inevitably, that involved rather expensive dentistry. And my horrible memory is of wearing lots of wire bands around my teeth for years and years. They really didn't do much good to my teeth because they seemed to be sliding back into their original positions. Now, when I was a child, my teeth were poor because in Scotland, where I came from, we tend to eat a great deal of sugar. Also, we tend to eat a lot of fried food in Scotland, which, of course, is not very good for the gums, the two areas of firm pink flesh in which the teeth are fixed. So, when I was about 14, I got false teeth, which is terrible for a young boy of 14. As a child, I never imagined that I would have problems with my teeth, but I did. It wasn't something that I was conscious of at the time, but as I developed, I realized that I had two very prominent front teeth which stuck out. And, like some of us around the table, I had to have considerable work done to straighten these teeth out. When I was a child, my teeth used to point in several different directions, and inevitably, that involved rather expensive dentistry. And my horrible memory is of wearing lots of wire bands around my teeth for years and years. They really didn't do much good to my teeth because they seemed to be sliding back into their original positions now. When I was a child, my teeth were poor because in Scotland, where I came from, we tend to eat a great deal of sugar. Also, we tend to eat a lot of fried food in Scotland, which, of course, is not very good for the gums, the two areas of firm pink flesh in which the teeth are fixed. So, when I was about 14, I got false teeth, which is terrible for a young boy of 14. As a child, I never imagined that I would have problems with my teeth, but I did. It wasn't something that I was conscious of at the time, but as I developed, I realized that I had two very prominent front teeth which stuck out. And, like some of us around the table, I had to have considerable work done to straighten these teeth out.
Exercise 95, Compound Dictation. Numerous young people today find it difficult to get a job, especially in the first few months after they leave school. This is much more of a problem now than it has ever been in the past. In some parts of the country, 60 or 70% of young people in the last years of school will be without a job for a whole year after graduation. Our Jobs Information Service has been in touch with thousands of young people over the last 2 or 3 years, talking to them about their hopes and their fears. We have, in fact, been able to give a lot of help and advice to young people who have just left school. Are you recently out of school and still without a job? Or are you still at school and worried about getting a job when you leave? We have found that many people don't know who to talk to and sometimes don't know what questions to ask. That is why our experience at Jobs Information Service is so important. It will cost you nothing, just a phone call. If you would like to talk to us, we are here to talk to you. Please phone 24987 during the day between 9 and 5:30. Numerous. Young people today find it difficult to get a job, especially. In the first few months after they leave, school. This is much more of a problem now than it has ever been in the past. In some parts of the country, 60 or 70% of young people in the last years of school will be without a job for a whole year after graduation. Our Jobs Information Service has been in touch with thousands of young people over the last 2 or 3 years, talking to them about their hopes and their fears. We have, in fact, been able to give a lot of help and advice to young people who have just left school. Are you recently out of school and still without a job? Or are you still at school and worried about getting a job when you leave? We have found that many people don't know who to talk to and sometimes don't know what questions to ask. That is why our experience at Jobs Information Service is so important. It will cost you nothing, just a phone call. If you would like to talk to us, we are here to talk to you. Please phone 24987 during the day between 9 and 5:30. Numerous young people today find it difficult to get a job, especially in the first few months after they leave school. This is much more of a problem now than it has ever been in the past. In some parts of the country, 60 or 70% of young people in the last years of school will be without a job for a whole year after graduation. Our Jobs Information Service has been in touch with thousands of young people over the last 2 or 3 years, talking to them about their hopes and their fears. We have, in fact, been able to give a lot of help and advice to young people who have just left school. Are you recently out of school and still without a job? Or are you still at school and worried about getting a job when you leave? We have found that many people don't know who to talk to and sometimes don't know what questions to ask. That is why our experience at Jobs Information Service is so important. It will cost you nothing, just a phone call. If you would like to talk to us, we are here to talk to you. Please phone 24987 during the day between 9 and 5:30.
Exercise 96. Compound dictation. Sporting activities are essentially modified forms of hunting behavior. Viewed biologically, the modern football player is revealed as a member of a disguised hunting pack. His killing weapon has turned into a harmless football and his prey into the goal posts. If his aim is accurate and he scores a goal, he enjoys the hunter's triumph of killing his prey. To understand how this transformation has taken place, we must briefly look back at our ancient ancestors. They spent over a million years evolving into cooperative hunters. Their very survival depended on success in the hunting field. Under this pressure, their whole way of life, even their bodies, became radically changed. They became chasers, runners, jumpers, aimers, throwers, and prey killers. Cooperation made them skillful male group attackers. Then, about 10,000 years ago, after this immensely long formative period of hunting their food, they became farmers. Their improved intelligence, so vital to their old hunting life, was put to a new use, that of penning, controlling, and domesticating their prey. The hunting became suddenly obsolete. The food was there on the farms, waiting for them. The risks and uncertainties of the hunt were no longer essential for survival. Sporting activities are essentially modified forms of hunting behavior. Viewed biologically, the modern football player is revealed as a member of a disguised hunting pack. His killing weapon has turned into a harmless football and his prey into the goalposts. If his aim is accurate, and he scores a goal, he enjoys the hunter's triumph of killing his prey. To understand how this transformation has taken place, we must briefly look back at our ancient ancestors. They spent over a million years evolving into cooperative hunters. Their very survival depended on success in the hunting field. Under this pressure, their whole way of life, even their bodies, became radically changed. They became chasers, runners, jumpers, aimers, throwers, and prey killers. Cooperation made them skillful male group attackers. Then, about 10,000 years ago, after this immensely long formative period of hunting their food, they became farmers. Their improved intelligence, so vital to their old hunting life, was put to a new use, that of penning, controlling, and domesticating their prey. The hunting suddenly became obsolete. The food was there on the farm, waiting for them. The risks and uncertainties of the hunt were no longer essential for survival. Sporting activities are essentially modified forms of hunting behavior. Viewed biologically, the modern football player is revealed as a member of a disguised hunting pack. His killing weapon has turned into a harmless football and his prey into the goalposts. If his aim is accurate and he scores a goal, he enjoys the hunter's triumph of killing his prey. To understand how this transformation has taken place, we must briefly look back at our ancient ancestors. They spent over 1 million years evolving into cooperative hunters. Their very survival depended on success in the hunting field. Under this pressure, their whole way of life, even their bodies, became radically changed. They became chasers, runners, jumpers, aimers, throwers, and prey killers. Cooperation made them skillful male group attackers. Then, about 10,000 years ago, after this immensely long formative period of hunting their food, they became farmers. Their improved intelligence, so vital to their old hunting life, was put to a new use, that of penning, controlling, and domesticating their prey. The hunting became suddenly obsolete. The food was there on the farms, waiting for them. The risks and uncertainties of the hunt were no longer essential for survival.
Exercise 97, Compound Dictation, the smallest state in America. Rhode Island may be the smallest state in America, but it has an exciting history. A colonist named Roger Williams started the first permanent settlement there in 1636. Like other early Americans, he had come to America to seek religious freedom, but Williams could not practice his religion in Massachusetts. So he left and started a settlement he called Province. Williams and his followers acquired land from the American Indians in the area, and the colony grew rapidly. The city Williams founded, Province, is now the capital of Rhode Island and the state's largest city. When Williams lived there, Province was a farming town. During the 18th century, it was a well-known shipping center. Today, the city has a busy port and many different industries. It is also the home of Brown University, one of the nation's oldest colleges. Rhode Island is a popular vacation area for Americans, particularly New Englanders. One well-known summer resort is Newport. Newport is famous for its beaches and mansions. Many wealthy families built summer homes in Newport in the 19th century. Visitors today to Newport can tour many of these elegant mansions and can enjoy the beach and many water activities. Another very popular vacation spot in Rhode Island is Block Island. This island, about 9 miles south of the mainland, is famous for its beautiful scenery and excellent fishing. Rhode Island may be the smallest state in America, but it has an exciting... history. A colonist named... Roger Williams started the first permanent... settlement there in 1636. Like other early Americans, he had come to America to seek... religious freedom, but Williams could not practice... his religion in Massachusetts, so he left and started a settlement... he called Province. Williams and his followers acquired land from the American Indians in the area, and the colony grew rapidly. The city Williams founded, Province, is now the capital of Rhode Island and the state's largest city. When Williams lived there, Province was a farming town. During the 18th century, it was a well-known shipping center. Today, the city has a busy port and many different industries. It is also the home of Brown University, one of the nation's oldest colleges. Rhode Island is a popular vacation area for Americans, particularly New Englanders. One well-known summer resort is Newport. Newport is famous for its beaches and mansions. Many wealthy families built summer homes in Newport in the 19th century. Visitors today to Newport can tour many of these elegant mansions and can enjoy the beach and many water activities. Another very popular vacation spot in Rhode Island is Block Island. This island, about 9 miles south of the mainland, is famous for its beautiful scenery and its excellent fishing. Rhode Island may be the smallest state in America, but it has an exciting history. A colonist named Roger Williams started the first permanent settlement there in 1636. Like other early Americans, he had come to America to seek religious freedom, but Williams could not practice his religion in Massachusetts. So he left and started a settlement he called Province. Williams and his followers acquired land from the American Indians in the area, and the colony grew rapidly. The city Williams founded, Province, is now the capital of Rhode Island and the state's largest city. When Williams lived there, Province was a farming town. During the 18th century, it was a well-known shipping center. Today, the city has a busy port and many different industries. It is also the home of Brown University, one of the nation's oldest colleges. Rhode Island is a popular vacation area for Americans, particularly New Englanders. One well-known summer resort is Newport. Newport is famous for its beaches and mansions. Many wealthy families built summer homes in Newport in the 19th century. Visitors today to Newport can tour many of these elegant mansions and can enjoy the beach and many water activities. Another very popular vacation spot in Rhode Island is Block Island. This island, about 9 miles south of the mainland, is famous for its beautiful scenery and excellent fishing.
Model Test 1, Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
"Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary."
"Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?" You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Number 1. There is a direct flight at 10 o'clock or a flight at 2 this afternoon that stops over in San Francisco.
I think I'd rather leave earlier so I can go to work tomorrow.
What relationship do these people have? Number 2. What does he think he's doing at the door?
They say people delivering the package shouldn't use the front door.
What will the man probably do? Number 3. Shut up! The baby is sleeping. You shouldn't have made so much noise.
But why not take the baby to the next door where it's quiet?
What does the man suggest in the conversation? Number 4. Phil, could you give me a hand with this filing cabinet? It belongs against the wall, next to the bulletin board.
At your service.
What are the speakers doing? Number 5. You've done your assignment work well, but Mary has done hers even better.
Is that so? Let me have a look at it.
Who does the work less well?
Number 6. Don't you think John and Jim are telling the truth?
It doesn't seem like it. It would be hard to write two compositions so much alike unless one of them was copying from the other.
What seems to be the woman's opinion? Number 7. Is it true you can't take this medicine?
Yes, it works well, but the side effects are really strong.
Why doesn't the woman use the medicine?
Number 8. Sam won't be able to play in the basketball game this week.
Yeah, he hurt his knee pretty badly a while back. I don't know why he didn't quit right away.
What does the man mean?
Number 9. What happened to the radio? It smashed.
I was listening to it while I did the laundry and foolishly put it on the washing machine. It vibrated right off the machine and onto the floor.
How did the radio get smashed? Number 10. I'd like to get my sister a nice, practical gift for her birthday.
How does a hairdryer sound?
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear two short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.